It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She has 8 points on her license for talking too fast. Host of the Fox True Crime Podcast, Emily Campagno. Don't you dare applaud him. He's frightened by unfamiliar sounds. Award-winning comedian Kurt Metzger. The doctor has to put the blood pressure cuff around her waist. Fox News contributor Kat Toop. And at the gym, his spotters also need spotters. My massive sidekick in the NWA's World Heavyweight Champion, Tyrus. Emily, would this ever mean anything to you if it was somebody else? Like, does this, I just find this story so silly. That's why I did it. But isn't it funny? I mean, like, would this actually bother you if it was somebody you really, really cared about?
You mean that it was Jack White saying that or about Trump?
Yeah.
No. And I think you hit the nail on the head so many times in your monologue.
Oh, thank you.
That it's Jack White's problem.
Yeah.
And it's emblematic of everyone with derangement syndrome. It's emblematic of everyone with the approach to Trump that he is the end all be all. And it means nothing whether you've raised $25 million for the restaurant industry, whether you've saved animals and children, where you've elevated the dialogue and the intellectual caliber of this country, whether you were part of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, which is the number one thing that you could ever do to make life amazing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter about all those contributions. If you voted
for a Funky Bunch, weren't they?
If you voted for Trump, we've covered it on this show. They don't want to have you at the Thanksgiving table. They don't want to date you. They don't want to have you room with them in college. It's the absolute final point to end and sever any type of relationship whatsoever. And never mind the fact that, yes, he was our president and served a full term, but that he lowered unemployment rates for underserved communities and minorities and elevated education rates for the same, that there's a reason why those in minority populations were flocking to his policies and to him still to this day, including double-digit points in states. Like, the list goes on of how that person and his policies affected Americans for the better. But people like Jack White will never see beyond that, and they'll never see beyond the contributions positively of those people that dared to shake his hand to then sever them publicly.
You know, Kurt, it's a funny contrast because it happens at an MMA fight and like Jack White's upset that they shook hands. It's like it's an MMA. It's just so bizarre.
I mean, he's got blue hair, dude. But I like I thought like The Apprentice normalized Trump. I believe the moment
yes
when he was normalized with Jeff Zucker, that's when they gain of function Trump.
Yeah.
And he leaked out and they got a whole panic and had to lock everything down.
Yes.
You know, and I never dreamed that liberal darling Guy Fieri. You know, they all loved Guy Fieri before this.
Yeah, exactly.
Has now become the Dylan Mulvaney of people who watch Jen Psaki.
Yes. It is true, though, because like all of the people that claim how disgusting Trump is were all over him for 25, 30 years.
Did you read the Guy Fieri restaurant reviews
yes.
when his restaurant came out?
Yeah.
They were better than what they were not as good as what Jack White said.
Yeah, exactly. Kat, did this break your heart as a fan of the White Stripes?
No, I'm still a fan, and I still think he's hot. Before
Edward Scissorhands.
Speaking of hot, we should watch this.
What?
How will the show be different in our new time slot? Well, for one thing, we're going to give the viewers what they've been asking for, which is 10% less Greg.
Gutfeld, now airing 1 hour earlier, beginning July 17th.
Why are you applauding?
Yeah.
Just get a little bit less.
Yeah. Does that mean we get out early?
I wish. Does that mean you're going to give us 10% more cat?
I don't have more to give.
Yeah, that's above my pay bracket.
Yeah.
Just shave a little Greg off.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. I'm just going to speak less, so it doesn't feel like it's 10%, but I'll still be here.
Yeah, well, okay, so Jack White.
Yes.
I think he could use more ideological diversity in the circle that he hangs out in.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, I guess, saying something like this thinks that a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, you don't want to demonize huge segments of the population. You're really also kind of cheating yourself because there could be people who vote a certain way that you might have something in common with. I think that the left is worse at this. I think the right can do it too. If you're somebody who's like in a comment section, like Democrats, I call them demon rats. Like, you also need to go outside and meet a person.
Who are you imitating there?
The internet.
He's got blue hair. I mean, what do you want?
I think that really we're not doing ourselves any favors because this is how the government gains more power by pushing us against each other, pitting us against each other. We're all distracted, and then they just gain more and more control over us.
Listen, I get it. Record sales are down. If your TV ratings are down, if your girl's mad at you, blame Trump.
Yeah.
Because everyone goes, what, Trump? So we're talking about this guy. I don't even know who the hell he is. Because he did what? He punched up, went after everybody. Mm-hmm. And he said Trump. And Trump is the magic word. If you say Trump, people will pay attention. So, but you forget in a capitalistic society, you want everyone to buy your stuff. Mm-hmm. So you pissed off half the country. And then you went, and maybe all the country's not hip on politics, but they love Wahlberg. Mm-hmm. They love Mel. Everyone loves the little cook guy. And you just piss them off. So there's, let's say, 25%.
Yeah.
So now you have a perfectly good excuse when you go back to your manager and goes, it's not my fault that 3/4 of the country and the planet hates me. Because he has no record sales, so this is how you get relevant. We see it all the time. Reporters are doing it for book deals. Mm-hmm. Acosta was doing his thing, and then where is he now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's on CNN Plus. I think he's doing over there.
Can I tell you why I resent Trump? Because how come he gets to do all the edgy material?
Yes, it's true.
I gotta watch it like I'm running.
He's not afraid because when you're cancer free, like Trump's bills are paid for.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like my truck's paid for. You cancel me, I don't care. I'll go fishing. Like when you get to a point where you don't care about what the so-called masses say, you just move on. Someone's truck is paid for too. You know what I'm talking about? Because I can get in my truck and drive away.
Yes, it's like being cancer-free. But
I thought he said cancer-free.
I thought he said cancer-free, and then I go,
no, but they're cancer-free. I'm cancel-free.
Cancel-free.
I've paid all my off.
Oh, yeah. I already got cancer.
So I don't got to fly a couple extra weeks a month. Cool. I'm out.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Everything is racist.
What he said. Should judges consider your race when they decide your case? And doorbell cams help solve cases, but not if they film the wrong races. Wired magazine is linking Ring doorbell cameras to racial profiling. Yeah, it turns out your doorbell is a bigot. Apparently, Ring lets losers upload videos to an app called Neighbors, allowing them to keep tabs on any shady stuff that might happen in the neighborhood. But it's mostly just me mowing my lawn in a thong. Sorry, Emily. But it also allows users to send videos directly to the cops. But the woke nerds at Wired claim that increases racial profiling and makes it easier for you or law enforcement to target people based on their skin color. So if somebody tries to break into your house, you better make sure he's white, or you're a racist for complaining about it. Meanwhile, a Yale Medical School student resident, I like when they're called residents, wrote an op-ed demanding doctors wear body cams to fight racism in hospitals. And just like their stethoscopes, the body cams should be chilled to 5 degrees below 0. Amanda Calhoun says body cams would document racist jokes and hold staff accountable. Plus, after your doctor tells you to turn your head and cough, you could ask to see the instant replay. You shouldn't get that joke. You don't have testicles. And rounding out our racism rap, there's a proposal moving through the California legislature that would require courts to rectify alleged racial bias in the justice system by factoring the criminal's ethnicity. In sum, the bill would require judges to consider race when handing out prison sentences, which is absurd because everyone knows California judges, they don't hand out prison sentences.
Kurt, this is somber. So let's say you end up in the ER, right?
Yeah.
Would you worry if your doctor is wearing a body cam to track your racism?
I would think it was a porn.
Yes.
Body cam, interracial body cam doctors. Yes. You won't believe what happens after they're done making their TikTok dance.
So, what do you think?
I didn't know that judges were not considering race.
Yeah.
This is the first time hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought that that's already kind of implied, but this is now they're actually putting it.
I mean, it's all I've heard about for many years.
Yes, exactly. What do you think of this, Tyrus?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just freak out, kill half the audience, not this side. Then I'm sitting in court.
Yeah.
Prosecutors hitting me with everything. Mm-hmm. They got the video. They got the facts. I'm representing myself. Sorry, Emily.
You got the belt.
I'll go up to the stand. I won't even swear in. I'll just look at the judge and go, I don't know if you know this, Judge, but I'm black. Case dismissed. All right. Who's having lunch? I mean, this is stupid. This is beyond racism. Mm-hmm. They're constantly saying, well, you have to give them a break because they can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. It's that polite racism, like, we're animals. We have to be watched and coddled, and we can't be responsible for our own actions. It's just because, you know, we're black. And the ring thing is racist if you're reporting strange people coming to your door.
Yes.
Unless you're a post office.
Yeah.
Or one of my baby mamas demanding child support early. And you show up in my ring, I'm going to report you.
Yeah.
So if you're hanging out with a hoodie without a package and it's not snowing and you just happen to be black, I hope they put you up on the database.
Yeah.
Because if you're cruising neighborhoods and it's this one black guy's being profiled because they keep taking his pictures as he takes boxes out of everybody's doors. They're racist.
Yes.
He's a criminal. So this is stupid. This just drives me crazy.
You know what I find hilarious about this cat? As always, it's always like editors at magazines. So you could just picture these, like, I'm presuming they're white, but white dorks.
No, these are black.
Oh, the people at Wired.
No. Don't blame it on white people.
Really?
These guys are terrified. They're not going to say this. No. You guys get blamed for another. No, this is us. Give him a break, Gutfeld. Yes. Give yourself a break.
I thought you were Dominican until you just now said black.
No. I don't do islands.
You got light
eyes. I did my father.
Cat, out of these three things, what are you most alarmed by?
I can imagine nothing worse than cameras at the doctor.
Yeah, I know.
When I go to the doctor, I am not camera ready.
Yeah. No,
I
by the way,
ugly at the doctor. And there'd be so many times it'd be so creepy. Like, you're at the gynecologist.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, take your underwear off, put your feet in these stirrups. But don't worry, I'm going to be rolling the whole time. No! That's supposed to benefit people?
Racism is more important than privacy.
One thing that all races have in common is that they don't want a camera up their vagina at the gynecologist.
True. Is this going to be another segment where all you talk about is vagina?
We'll just have to wait and see.
She does make a great point.
Yeah.
You have to get hair and makeup to go to the doctor?
Yeah.
No, I got to put my lashes on?
Yeah. I think it's an invention. No, it's definitely, this is illegal. Doctors can't come in wearing cameras.
They can't have a mining hat with a camera on the.
And what if he presses mute?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a moron. He needs a right for sound. He needs a mic, not a camera, stupid.
Oh, my God. Emily, you're a lawyer. You claim to be a lawyer, although I've never seen you do any lawyering. Is that a word, lawyering?
It is now.
Sure, yeah. Right. So, I mean, if a doctor came in and was filming you in an intimate setting, that's malpractice.
Right. I mean, that violates every HIPAA law and purpose on the planet. Everything about this, first of all, it's so typical because everyone who, you know, the woke liberal left wants to blame everything on race and make everything about race so they don't have to address the actual issues at hand and the fact that their policies fail at every level. Mm. So you talk about the ring camera. You know, humans are going to human, and they're blaming the actual surveillance, so they don't have to talk about how defunding the police rendered the police without resources. In my Seattle neighborhood when I lived there, an elderly guy was stabbed in the back while he was cutting his lawn. And after that happened, and it was horrible, and he was gravely injured. And afterward, the police came knocking on everyone's door to ask for their Ring footage so that they could get the perp. Mm-hmm. These types of surveillance augments law enforcement. It helps the police. The sentencing bullcrap in California about it having race now rectify past injustices. For every year of average schooling, it reduces violent felonies by 11 to 13%, murders by 30%. You wanna fix crime in California? Educate the children there. And then when you talk about the hospital situation, it was such a joke. So she's saying, well, black mortality rate for women is almost three times that of white. Well, then do you wanna fix that? Yeah. Then go into their underserved communities and get better healthcare on that fundamental level. It's not going to be fixed by wearing a camera on a doctor's coat and violating every HIPAA law. It's not about race.
Her whole thing was like, exactly. Somebody laughed. It's just so bad.
It's
by the
so
way,
absurd.
When somebody is gravely injured, does that mean they die?
No, he survived.
Then I don't think it's fair to say gravely.
No, because then it would be mortally injured. Mortally injured.
Oh, good point.
Fatally or mortally.
Yes. Yeah. You just lawyered me.
Yep.
You just lawyered me.
Like, you don't start digging yet, but you pick out the plot.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
It's 50-50.
Yes.
60-40, start making arrangements. He's gravely injured.
You don't want to be mortally wounded.
No.
Especially, like, in a history book, because then everybody just skips the next page.
Don't you think that cops should have to catch people of color the old-fashioned way, wait for them to snitch on themselves with Instagram?
Yes. All right. We're out of time. Emily Cabano, Kurt Metzger! Catch you at Times on Studio Audience. I'm Greg Evans. I love you. I'm Bad Rick.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.